Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol nehiye bedvaro.
Amen. Siyata d'shmai, we mentioned many times that the Ovis kept the entire Torah before it was even given. The Mishnah, the Inner Kedushin, the Pebeis, and Aleph, a slightly different Nusach, and the Gemara Yuma, the bottom of Chavches, and Beis. And that Avram Avinu kiyam eskola Torah kula kol mishenitna. Avram Avinu kept the entire Torah before it was even given. And Maral makes it clear in Tiferes Yisrael, Prokim Yates and Chof, not only Avram, but Yitzchak and Yaakov as well. They kept the entire Torah, very is nuschos, whether it was Afilo Eruvi Tavshilin, Afilo Eruvi Chatzeres, but it's clearly Mashma the Yavos. They kept the Deraisis, they kept the Drabonons, they kept Kol Torah Kula. We find selected instances when it seems apparently, B'Muska Rishon, that they seemingly violated something in the Torah. So the Rambam, the Maral, and others address this very Nakud. And the Rambam says they only kept it in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have to keep it outside of Eretz Yisrael. Ramban writes, "Become a duchti, the Rashbam and Akev and other Rishonim as well. The Ikra Mokma, Asiyas, and Kiyam and Mitzvahs, his Davkin Ertz, also they were ever meticulous in Ertz, all to be makbid to keep all the Asays and Los Asays, but Lav Davkin Chutz Loretz. That's why the Ramban says, Yaakov, you're right, he married two sisters, and Rochel had to die, but Derech Afrosa, before he actually came into the land, because he can't come into Ertz, all staying married to two sisters. Maral understands into First Yisrael that they kept the Asays, they didn't necessarily keep the Los Asays. The Asays, Ramban writes in Parshas Yisrael, Perachof and Pasuk Ches, all the Asays are rooted in Avas Hashem, and all the Los Asays are rooted in Yiras Hashem. So all the mitzvahs, the emtzot, the means to with which to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Maral explains, mitzvahs l'loshen of, to be betzavsal, to be in the company with litzavos, to join, to attach yourself to Ribono Shel Olam, so various means at their disposal, numerous emtzoyim, through which to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The asays served as that means of Alma, connecting to the Eibishter. The los asays are all founded, mavusis on, the Indian of Yira. Atzvi asays, I get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yira is, I go backwards. That's the idea of not transgressing a negative commandment. All the assays come down to Avas Hashem, and all the los assays Yiras Hashem. So explains the Maral, they were makbid to keep the assays. They weren't necessarily makbid to keep the los assays, and that clearly would answer Yaakov in the Shtei Achayas and other selected scenarios as well. And then, of course, we have the Nevesh HaChayim. Maral is not limiting it to Tetzel, even a Chutzlaritz. Keep the Asays, his Chilik is Asays versus Los Asays. Rav Chaim Voloshin writes in Nefesh HaChaim, in Torah Aleph and Perachof Aleph, that they were keeping the Torah based on Kabbalah, based on the world of Sod. What in fact were they learning? In the Yeshiva Shem and Abraham, what were they learning all the time? The Ramban writes at the beginning of Ayeshev, they were learning Kabbalah, Sodos v'Sisrei Torah, the Baal HaTurim as well, and other Rishon, the Rokeach v'Chulei. They were keeping Sodos HaTorah, Rosei v'Chokhmas HaTorah. They were living in the world of Sod, living in the world of Kabbalah. Amela Yaakov Avinu understand that in the world of Kabbalah, Esav was supposed to marry the older sister Leah. He was supposed to wed Rachel. Once Esav messed up, and Enei Leirakis, the Pasuk in Parshas Vayeshev, that she was crying, Chazal say that she would not go ahead and marry an ace of Russia. She was Mahapich the Mazolos. And ultimately, Yaakov understands that in the realm, the domain of Kabbalah, I have to go ahead and now be Mashlim, the deficiency of an ace of. I have to marry these two eyes. Once the Torah is given, there's no Mokum, no Pesach anymore to make Cheshbinus in the Torah HaKadosh. Once the Torah is given at Sinai, that's it. We can't allow henceforth in time. No room for rationalizations or living it in the world of Kabbalah, but that was what they were learning in Yeshiva Shevet Eber. Shav Yaakov Kamenetsky, names the Yaakov, Parshas Vayetzei, and again, Parshas Vayeshev says that they were focusing on Torah Sagolus. Shem, after all, knew how to stay Erlich in the Dor HaMabul, so they were being Margish, the Torah Sagolus, how to stay Erlich and close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when you're surrounded by Rishoyim. That's Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. That's the Mila de Drush, but the Maisa, the Rishoyim already addressed to the Ramban, the Baal HaTorah, and the Rokeach Bechulei, that they're learning. What are they learning? Sonas HaTorah, Razi HaTorah, Torah Sanistar, and that's what they focused on, and that skims beautifully with the Nevesh HaChayim. That we can understand. Over here, Yaakov knew he had to make an exception. Avram can make an exception. They're living in the world of Sodas HaTorah. And that's why, even though Rabbi Yechiyo Yaakov Arming, the Sui De'esh, wants to suggest that even though we read that Chazal tell us that they kept all Torah before it was given, Avada doesn't mean that they actually ate the matzah or that they sat in a sukkah. After all, the matzahs are only here once they eat in the Mitzrayim. Before the Jews go out of Mitzrayim, there's no Hechitimtza called matzah. There's no Hechitimtza called sukkah before there's an Anei Kavod. Or If it didn't transpire in the world of the Metzias just yet, then Amada they didn't keep it. But the Ral and others, the Briskarov and other Achroinim explained that Amada they kept it because they were keeping it in the world of Sod. There's a Sod to Matzah. There's a Sod of Matzah. I stuck a Baraisa Baramo way before the Abishur even created the world, way before there was a Mitzrayim, way before there was a Metzias Mitzrayim. Just like there's a Sod of Milo, which was in Nizgala to Avram Avinu, one of the 100+ explanations why Avram Avinu didn't give himself a bris milah before the tivoy, because it wasn't revealed to him that soda of bris milah. There's a soda of matzah, there's a soda of sukkah. The Eibushter to bring it from the world of sod to the world upstairs in Shemei Shamayim to the world down here, the Hechit Tzimtza that caused the manifestation of the Sod of Matzah to be Neskala with Achilles Matzah came in Ayyadei when we left Mitzrayim. But we know that Avram Avinu corresponds to Pesach. Tur Nechus HaShchodesh Rechaim Tuf Yudzayin. Avram can I get Pesach because he served the guests Lechem Ugos Matzos. And Tosfos and other Rishonim say clearly he sat in a Sukkah because they understood they were living in the world of Sod. And in the world of Sod, these mitzvahs were clearly there. Abishur just waited until later in time to create the Efshoros Nechitimtza to bring it from the world of Kisei Kovod and the Olam Atzilus down here into the Olam HaMais and Olam Hazeh. But Amada, there's a so to it all. So we understand there's plenty to learn that. Meaning, if you're not only delving into the Zayim Mitzvah B'nei Noach, but you're learning Kiyem Eskola Torah Kulo Kod Meshenitna Afila Rebbe Tavshin Afila Rebbe Chatzis, they're learning everything. Daraisis Darabonans, they're keeping Mamish everything, and there's plenty in Torah Sanishtim Kabbalah and Sod you can be learning for the rest of your life, and you won't even scratch a surface. Amela, we understand what they were learning. The big question is, how many hours a day were they learning? Anyone ever hear? How many hours a day were the Elvis learning? So let's start with the Gemara. That says?
That says that while Avraham Avinu was doing, he reached us a high madrigas. Such a high madrigas. While he was doing his everyday things, his mind was still...
Excellent. Writes the Rambam Mor Nevuchim, and not only the Rambam, but many others make this point that Nevesh HaChaim is Marech. Avado, whatever they were doing, their mind, they were always Dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now granted, Rishonim pointed out, Achrona pointed out, but is there a source that Lamaisa talks about B'mtziyah, sitting down with a Sefer? We know they were living in a level of Dveikus, and especially if you're learning that Dekar Tyra is Dveikus, and their Seichel is always Dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the various Lashonos of them in Roshim, that state Kol Yosef were teaching him Tyra, and the Rogat Shavar Tzavzavaneah says that they were learning a Baruch HaKadosh, and there was a Ruch HaKadosh, there was state Kol Yosef, whatever the Pshatim, but what about a source that they actually were Mamas sitting and learning? So, hold on to your seats. And we have a couple minutes left. Now, let's first start earlier than B'nai Yisachar. Let's first start with the Gemara and Brachas Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Chasidim HaRishonim HaYishon Shachas U'mespalen Shachas V'achosim Shon Shachas V'chim Yachas Shoshon Teish Shosh B'yom Tfila Taros and Heichim Shtameras Fret the Gemara Amalacht and Heich Nasis. How in the world can the Chasidim Rishonim, they spent an hour before davening, an hour and davening, an hour after davening, that means 9 hours a day engrossed in Tfila, how exactly, how do they learn? How do they keep the Torah? When do they chazer? And when do they make a living? Ela emfrik de gemara mitosha chasidim heim, tarosim shtameres, umalachtam mizbarechas. Duduke sofrim, nusach agro, veris, and esfos, but lamaisa they had a gevaldige siyata deshmaya, because they were osik in tefillah 9 hours a day, they had a mardike siyata deshmaya, that the Torah was nishmar, umalachtam mizbarechas. Zogtor of Itzel Petterburger, Revitzak Blaser in the Sefer Shvi Ve'or and his Koch Ve'or. Atamanur is so salatar. He says, if the Gemara is telling us that they were engrossed in Tefillah 9 hours a day, he says, I don't understand the Gemara's kasha, so what do you mean, Toros and Eichmish Tameris? He says, we know we have a Kabbalah from Tamidi HaGra, and it appears in the biographies of Gona Chosim Yivilna by Betzal Lando and Reliyah Sefer Gon. We have a Kabbalah from his Tamidim. He used to sleep 2 hours every 24 hours. 4 half-hour segments, the Gra used to sleep. Frekt the Shvi Be'or. If the Gra was able to do it, Mestama Chasidim HaRishayim, clearly a reference to Tormat Tanom and Amaroim, Chochmi Chazal, clearly they were also able to go on 2 hours of sleep. So he says, make the Cheshmin. And they're spending 9 hours a day in Tefillah. 2 hours a day, they're doing what? 2 hours a day, they're sleeping. That's 11 hours. Let's add one more hour for all the breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And really, it was only two meals. Pashachris, Pasharvis. And the Grokayidu also was two meals, a piece of a bread soaked in water with an olive in the morning, a piece of bread soaked in water with an olive in the evening. That's the eidos that the Eishes Agro told her neighbor. So the mice, we're talking about two suitors, going to the bathroom, whatever the trochim. So that's 1 hour. So that's 9 hours a day in tefillah, 2 hours a day to sleep, and 1 hour a day to take care of all the trochim. It's 12 hours. So what if the Gemara's kasha frek deshviveyo? They have 12 hours a day to learn. If they have 12 hours a day to learn, what if the Gemara's asking? Ella zok deshviveyo, hagufa zok deshviveyo. They only had 12 hours. How did they become such goyim? They were only learning for 12 hours a day. And that's the Gemara's kasha. 12 hours a day, and they became the chasuna shul chokmei chazal. And he says, El, how could that be? Pella, you see that what? And that you have to learn even more than 12 hours a day. Rav Moshe Aaron Stern. And the biography, Rav Moshe Aaron Stern, the Kamenetz HaMashkiach, he says that when he was a bach learning in yeshiva, and yeshiva said, in Elazman, I want to make sure that everyone's learning 9 hours a day. She said, they all started to laugh. 9 hours a day? What do you mean? Morning seder's 3 to 4 hours, including shir. Second seder's another 4 hours. Night seder's another 4 to 5 hours. We're here, we're in the basement. It's 12, 14 hours a day. What's a shayla? He says, I want you to, though, keep track of every second you're learning, and don't count any second you pick your eyes out of the Gemara, any second you go for the cigarette break, any second you go for the bathroom break, for the coffee break, the second you got there a little late to Seder, maybe you left a little early from Seder, and he says all of a sudden they saw what a huge nisayin it was just to get 9 actual concrete hours of solid learning. That's 9. And here in Itzla Pedro, they're only learning 12. How did that come so great? So one can declare just because the girl was able to go in 2 hours, mechitesi, that they were also able to go just in 2 hours of sleep. Different chunas and nefesh. On Kaponim, you see what? They had a Seder, according to Ravitzla Petterberger, of learning 12 hours a day. Now, what about the Ovis? We could say, L'chara, just go weiter. And just like Chochmei Chazal, learning 12 hours a day, and look what they became, because 9 hours a day in Tefillah. And we know that they were dominating. The Marsha already points out, Bruchas Chavavam and Beis. Tefillah's always taken them. Avram is Mesachin, Shachris, Yitzchak, Minchan, Yaakov, Meirith. Paskin, by the Raman, Mokas, Melochim, Praktes, Allah, Aleph. Lest one think that they only daven once, and other they didn't daven once. Marsha points out, Avana, Avram, Avino, daven, Shachris, Minchan, Mar, because we just got through saying, they were Makayim, as Kola, Tura, Kula, Kumshanina, Afilo, the Rabbon, and Zeruba, Chatz. There's a Ruby Tavshilin. Avada, they were dominating 3 times a day. They knew the Gemara Brachas, Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph. Yochaye Kolam Vasachas, Tamaloma Erev, Abok Vitzarayim. They daven Shachris, they daven Milcha, they daven Marav. Ela what? They were massacring the Tefillah that was Miyuchad, Miyuchenes, and Shayeches to their respective Tchunas and Nefesh. So they were Magish, this Tefillah was their Derech to connect the best of Kodesh Bukha from in the morning, Yitzchak in the afternoon. But Yitzchak, Yitzchak, Lasuch, Masode, Lifna Serev, and Yaakov, of course, the Bishas, Myriv. But I'm honored. They daven all the tefillahs and pashas. They didn't stop daven. They were davening, right? Just a chassid machine. They're putting a lot of kaiches. But lamaisa, how many hours a day were the others actually learning? As to listen to Rabbi Yudah Chassid, he writes this in Sefer Chassidim. It's also more in the beginning of his Sefer, Sefer HaGematrios. There's another beautiful Sefer they reprinted a few years ago. Sefer HaGematrios, Rabbi Yudah Chassid. I'm going to read it to you from the Sefer Chassidim in Simen Kuf Samachay. We're holding towards the end of Kuf Samachay. And Rabbi Yudah Chassid, one of the Gedol Rishonim, V'lomo Ava, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Avos. Why did Hashem love the Avos so much? Nesha kol ha-yom kol ha-layla lo ha-yaliva poinim al-har achra chetzi shamayim. Similar to what we spoke about a few minutes ago. There wasn't a second, every moment of the day, every moment of the night, their lave was never open from thinking about chetzi shamayim shenemar. Posek emishlech of gimel yudzayin came a year as Hashem kol ha-yom. And that's what Chazal tell us in the Bracious Rabbah Samatah Zion, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnah So, Yaakov arose from his slumber. Don't read a Mishnah So, and Rechazal Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnah So, from his learning, and he was learning 14 years, he didn't sleep for a second in Yeshiva Shimon Aver. Asalamaisa, how much were they learning? See, he doesn't say that, he just says they were never a Mesiach Das from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Azot Vechidah. And he writes this. And his bris olam on the Sefer Chassidim. Ki hayu kochav dalut shosh lo hayu lehem panai mechetz shemayim afilu b'chalo. Even when they went to sleep, even in their sleeping time, avada, they were thinking about the Eibush every single second. In fact, the Torah Sashlomi brings that matzino l'Rabbeinu HaRizal, k'shahayu yoshim b'layla nishma sa'olu the yeshiva shemayla u'megalun lo rozei Torah. When the Ari HaKodesh went to sleep, they revealed to him all the secrets of the Torah. Chen she yoshim b'yom Shabbos k'nando b'maisa v'rav Alevi, and that they wanted to go and take a sleep. We have to sleep on Shabbos, on Shabbos. The Arizal slept for 3 hours. He said we would be lucky if we were learning in our lifetime what was in his galut to the Arizal in his 3-hour nap on a Shabbos afternoon. So you want to go out and take a sleep. But that Arizal sleep? You have stories of Rashach, the Briska Rav. You saw their lips were mumbling. Even when they were half asleep, the lips were mumbling. Rav Ezra Neuberger says over that at the end of his life, he was the Bocher sleeping in Rav Ruderman's room. He says it happened almost every night, 3 o'clock in the morning. The light would go on. Rav Ruderman would take out a pen. He kept a pen and a notepad next to his table. Light would go on. He'd write down a chiddush. He'd go back to sleep. A half hour later, wake up, turn on the light, write down another chiddush. An hour later, another chiddush. And he never thought he was waking up. Rav Ezra, as I said, he loved getting woken up. He said, oh, to live with a gadol. Mamish, his mind was shaku and learning. Every hour he's getting up to write down another chiddush in the middle of the night. So the Arizal was learning Mamish Sisrei Torah in the middle of the night. So that's the Torah Sashlama. Back to the Chidah. Hadok, he matzasi v'kunches yoshin ha-klaf mitamidei Rabbeinu. From the Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda Chosin, as I said, it appears in the Sefer Hagamatrus of Yudah Chosid. And they have a Kabbalah, the Tamina for Yudah Chosid. Vekosu Shom. Sha'ovas ho yubiyacha tes vav shana. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov were together for 15 years. Vayolomdim tes vav shos vayom. They sat learning, actual learning, 15 hours a day. Vechasafti ani bani b'reish kunches minbar kedemos. The Chidon, os aleph of Marechas al minbar kedemos. Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, rose azet tes vav shonim. They were lomdim taira b'cho yom malayla tes vav shos. And we know the Mishnah. And a chagigah, and there are 15 dvarim, a sheyes, a gills, and a whole list. David Melech 15, Shira Malas, Tesvamilas Torah, Shiras, and Shvachas, and Yishtamach, and he goes a whole list of 15. The Ovis sat and learned for 15 hours a day. And that's what they did for 15 hours sitting and learning. And they made a living, and they slept, and they ate. That was the remaining 9 hours a day. And avada tefillah, you have to put tefillah into it. And now I see the Chassid tells me they're really all 24 hours. So what does it mean? Tesva shows learning Torah. And then avada, even when they weren't actually learning, the mind was thinking, chetzi shamayim. Ha de isa tesva shows lomdim. Teshos lecha v'lish l'chotzachayim aval mirov kudushosem gamma teshos afilu b'chalom hayidvekim bo yizbarach avada, even when they were sleeping I had the 9 hours. So the other 9 hours kotzachayim, that's in v'shachayim, and then avada they were sitting and learning all the time, but actually learning 15 years they were together, and 15 years they were sitting and learning Torah. So just to close the Makiv HaPatish, we mentioned in the past that Torah Tamima asks this kasha in his Tosefes Bracha of Avram Korman and Apars L'Dorosel, and it appears in a Kovitz Ian, a parsha as well. They all ask the kasha. We have two parshas that begin in an identical fashion. We have Eila Todos Noach. We have Eila Todos Avram Holos Yitzchak. Two parshas that begin with Todos. Yet the first one wasn't called Todos. Only the second one is called Todos. So different answers, right? So Moshe Wolfson and Amunas Yitzchak at the end of parshas Todos. You know why only the latter parsha is labeled parshas Todos, which we know is a chelik of the Masorah. The names of the parshas are in the Shlok Kodesh and chelik Toshav Asav and the Hagah and Daf Yud of the new editions. Avad it's a chelik of the Masorah. So what's the idea of the second one and only the second called Toldos? Because the only way you can have Toldos is what? It's got to be, Chazal tell us, Shabbos Meches, that when you have a Zaydi, a son, and an Eidekel, all learning Torah together, then you know it's guaranteed, the Torah is going to be perpetuated in Kolodoros. The only way you're guaranteed Yiddish Toldos is what? When you have Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov learning together, and the only Parsha that all three were together, the beginning of Parshas told us Avram Avinu was still alive, Yitzchak now gave birth to Yaakov and Esav. The Zaydi, the son, and the Enoch were all alive when they were all learning together. Ba'osa Shah, and they learned together for 15 years, 15 hours a day. Hatzlach with all your 15 hours a day of learning and steiging. A good enough, and have a great rest of the week ahead. Keeping in mind, Ali Shor tonight, to Mit Hashem. Also the Base Merits program, 8:15 to 9 o'clock, followed by Ali Shor. Here in the Base Merits, 9 o'clock to 9:30. Keep in mind all the regular Shir Amar on schedule this week, including a brand new one, 11:20 to 12 o'clock. This Thursday morning, Rosh Hashanah weekend. Have a gewaltige Nacht and a great rest of the week ahead. Kindness, please.